How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We believe in the group that's in there, so I think that's the main thing, is that obviously we enjoy being around each other, but we believe in each other as well, and that's the main thing. And obviously, like you said, going through a tough time right now, but we have to stick together to get out of it, and we got to continue to play 60 minutes and not have those letdowns, especially at this time of year.
That was Wild captain Jared Spurgeon joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Realty Hotline. Is Steve Thompson, who's in for Maxie. Good morning, Steve. This is a crucial game tonight for the Wild. They're hosting the Rangers, and they got to get back to their winning ways. And I think I like what you said in the last hour, was that, you know, let's just keep that score down. Let's just not let in as many goals.
Yeah, let's not give up six tonight in St. Paul against the Rangers. And I said an hour ago, even if they get beat 2-1, now Wild fans don't want to hear the team losing another game. But be competitive. It's just been a couple of games against Calgary. They were just blown out of the water by the Flames. The Wild really need a win. But let's flip it around. How about a 2-1 win? Maybe a shutout win tonight for the Wild would go a long way. Then two games on the road, then a ton of home cooking at the X the end of the month. So if they can get a win tonight, they've got Detroit on the road, they've got Columbus on the road before they come back home. So there is an opportunity, but the Wild's playoff hopes are now hanging in the balance. What once was a done deal is no longer a done deal.
It certainly isn't, so we're wishing them the best tonight. But on a brighter note, how about that Wolves game last night? They beat Portland 124-81. Target Center was totally rocking. Everyone was loose, having fun, the celebratory atmosphere. And this was a team that didn't have D'Lo out there or Anthony Edwards, and they just wiped up Portland all over that floor.
And it all starts with Karl-Anthony Towns. It's so great to see him emerge as a leader. Everyone knows he's their best player, but he's really emerged as a leader this season. And there were stretches. He didn't play a ton of minutes in this game last night. Still at 27 points, 13 rebounds. But when he was on the floor, he played with great effort. And I think everyone who was available picked up on that and are really following his lead. It's a great time to be a Wolves fan. Another winnable game at home tomorrow night against Oklahoma City. And then they go on the road and play another winnable game against Orlando. Then the schedule gets tougher, but the Timberwolves are playing really well, and it's fun.
It is a lot of fun. Love to be a Target Center for that. What do you think about these baseball talks? I think they're back at the table today. What are we getting any closer? Do you think we'll get some good news, or are we going to hear more cancellations?
There is good news. They are sitting down and trying to hammer out a deal. The bad news is the owners have imposed another deadline. If they don't get a deal done today, they'll cancel the second week of games in the regular season. I don't know if that bodes well when they keep setting these deadlines where if you don't agree by this time, we're going to do this. They're still on the table, though, the opportunity to play 162 games. That's what the players want to do because they want their entire paychecks. I don't know if I'm hopeful that they're going to get a deal done sooner than later so we can start a season at some point in April. And if not, play 162, maybe 154. But they need to get it done. I think they're damaging the game. Is it permanent damage? I don't think so, but it isn't helping the game either.
It's tough when you see these cancellations. And as you know, when we start to get to the milder weather, everyone's got, you know, a lot of us have baseball fever. You just want to be at Target Field, you know, with a nice cold beverage and watching a game. And to think that that keeps getting farther and farther away is tough.
Yeah, it is. And you feel for all these communities that rely on spring training in Florida, and of course, down in Arizona, the Phoenix area relies heavily on it. And all the people that made plans to attend spring training games, and then let alone the pageantry of the home opener and all those sorts of things are put on hold. And I couldn't agree more. There isn't a better spot on a beautiful day than Target Field.
Ah, so much fun. Well, let's hope they come to some sort of agreement today. Minnesota State High School League executive director is working on a plan and has been actually announcing a plan to deal with some of the racist taunts and things that have been happening at sporting events. We're hearing more about these types of incidents. It's not like it's the first time. These things have gone on, but I think people are more outraged and are willing to point out when these things happen now. And the MSHSL is saying, we've got to deal with it. And so what are your thoughts as we move forward and in dealing with some of these encounters that we've been seeing at the high school level?
Well, number one, it's got to be zero tolerance. And I think the schools, the high school league, have to create a zero tolerance posture on this matter. What's happened is totally unacceptable, has absolutely no place in a high school sporting event or really in any endeavor. So I think they're going to get tough on it. I think the member schools are going to get tough on it. What the policy ultimately looks like, how they enforce it, that could be a gigantic challenge. But I believe they're going to take a very strong stance. And, of course, their marquee tournament, the Boys State Hockey Tournament, starts tomorrow in St. Paul with 1A, 2A on Thursday. And we'll have a big preview tonight. I'm sitting in for Mike.
Oh, I love those previews. It's so fun. I'm just looking on Twitter, a lot of the smaller towns like War Road have been doing those little going away rallies, sure, pep rallies, which I absolutely love. I love that these towns have escorts as the like police and fire department escorts as these buses leave town for St. Paul. And to see these entire towns also travel down here to the X to cheer on their teams, it's just really fun. There's nothing like it. And St. Paul just comes alive when this tournament comes to town. And just glad to have the crowds back again this year. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a scene from Hoosiers, one of my favorite movies, yes, where they escort the team to sections or ultimately the state tournament. By the way, Hermantown, the number one in the 1A, is starting tomorrow. Hill Murray, the number one seed in the 2A tournament, starting on Thursday. And once again, we'll talk all about that tonight. I'm sitting in for Mike. And then Timberwolves tomorrow night, Maxie back later in the week.
We'll look forward to that, Steve. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to visit with you.
Take care. Have a good day. We will be back with the Soccer Salute.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.